Happy Saturday, everyone, and welcome to the good news. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com coming to you with all the stories from your community that you really need to know about. And the good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Record Service and Used Parts, 285 Vincent Boulevard in Wavell. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242, and I can personally testify they will take care of you. Columbus County has kept us busy over the past week. Y'all, and it's just not stopping as we're moving into the weekend. Some cooler weather, not a rain cloud in the sky. There's a lot going on, but we still have room. If your church or organization is having a fall festival, safe night, trunk or treat, anything like that, we want to know. Make sure you send your events to Crystal Faircloth at ColumbusCountyNews.com. And right now, we're working on our fall festival guide as well for 2025. Email Miss Crystal. She'll take care of you. And as always, it's absolutely free. Tonight is the second night for Awake Columbus, a celebration of faith, family, and freedom. The outdoor worship is going to be held behind Robinson's Produce on J.K. Powell Boulevard in Wavell. You can park at O'Reilly's as well as several of the other businesses around there. Free food will be served nightly. Services start at 7 p.m. tonight and Sunday. This nice weather has got me thinking about some barbecue, and I don't think I'm the only one. Congratulations are in order for Russell Tyler and Thomas Sauls. Tyler won first place at the late Waccamaw Depot Museum Barbecue Masters competition last week. Smith took second and third place for his two entries in the cook-off. Well done, gentlemen. Now, bring us a plate. The Veterans Memorial Park is going to host their second annual Faith in Motion Car Show and Praise Extravaganza on September 27th. It'll be from 11 until 3 at the park. The event is sponsored by PFWB Men's Fellowship. Entry fee is $25 for cars. There will be live music, family-friendly activities, all kinds of good stuff going on. Contact Steve Edwards at 910-770-2168 for more information. North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences at Wavell is offering bird-themed programs all month long. The Nature Play Space is going to feature pop-up sessions today and on September 25th. Both the pop-ups begin at 10 a.m. at the museum, and they are free. We'll be right back with more of the good news.
It's time once again for the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th on Prison Camp Road in Whiteville. There'll be fun for the whole family with animal shows, Cirque Cyber, Flimsy the Clown, live bands, the Diaper Derby and the Tug of War, the Demolition Derby on Friday and Saturday night, and of course, the Carnival Midway with rides and games by Dreamland Amusements. Get unlimited ride wristbands for just $25. And on Sunday, there's the Unlimited Carload Special. For more information, visit ColumbusCountyFair.com. That's the Columbus County Agricultural Fair, October 7th through the 12th. Don't miss it.
Welcome back to the good news, everyone. This is Jefferson Weaver from ColumbusCountyNews.com. The Annie Catherine Pridgen Community Development Foundation and the Food Bank of Central and Eastern North Carolina is holding a food distribution today at Jerusalem Chapel Free Will Baptist Church. There's no cost, no ID, no proof of income needed for assistance. The church is located at 6224 Chaperon Highway, and they hold this event every month. But if you aren't able to make that event, St. Paul AME Zion Church opens their food bank every Thursday at 11 a.m. in the Freeman community. The church is located at 507 Money Hole Road, Bolton. Finders Keepers Thrift Store in Wavell has set up a free food community table for those in need. Come in and get what you need and leave what you don't for others. Canned goods, non-perishable items are always greatly appreciated. The store is located at 1138 South Madison Street in Wavell. Fair Bluff Senior Center will have a bow-making workshop on September 25th from 11 a.m. until noon. The class will be taught by Ashley Simmons with Uptown Revival. The cost is $20 a person. That includes the lesson, materials, and your very own bow. Register by calling 910-871-0001. And, of course, the Senior Center is located at 685 Academy Street in Fair Bluff. Bishop Springs Community Church will sponsor a tent revival September 27th starting at 10 a.m. Lunch will be provided. Speakers will include Reverend Tim Reeves, Reverend Larry Cartrett, and Reverend Chris Eason. Music will be from the Master's Hands and Willing Heart. The event is free. Donations are welcome. Bishop Springs is located at 2756 Pine Log Road in Wavell. Get your dancing shoes on and join the Columbus County Community Farmers Market on September 27th from 5 to 8 p.m. for the Fall Harvest Festival. The evening will include a live band, games, food trucks, photo props, market vendors, and so much more. Admission is $5 for adults, and children 9 and under get in for free. The market is located at 132 Government Complex Drive in Wavell. Bolton Baptist Church is going to have homecoming on Sunday, September 28th. Guest speaker will be Reverend Sterling Sarvis. Sunday school starts at 10, worship follows at 11. The church is located at 126 Poplar Avenue in Bolton. If you're a food vendor who wants to set up at the Tabor City Yam Festival, you need to hurry up and get your application and your payment in. Spots are filling up fast. There's been an overwhelming response from new vendors this year. The deadline for submissions is October 1st. You can find out more information at ncyamfestival.com. You can email the committee at ncyamfest@gmail.com. Or call 910-377-3248. And Yam Festival, of course, is October 25th. Columbus Baptist Association sent out a big thank you to everyone who helped make the 15th annual Toy Store Golf Tournament a big success last weekend. The event raised $35,000 and will go towards purchasing toys to help families in need this holiday season. Now, the CBA is also still needing your help with another project. They need food donations. Funds for the Backpack Buddy program have been cut this year. The association sends home 800 to 900 bags of food for children that they can carry home on weekends when they might not otherwise have a meal again until they return to school on Monday. Look at this story at ColumbusCountyNews.com to find out more about how you can help out. You can also drop off donations at the CBA office located at 208 South Thompson Street in Wyville, Monday through Wednesday from 8:30 until 4:30. Thank you for being with us today for the good news. As always, let us know what's going on in your backyard. Church news, birthdays, anniversaries, Good Samaritans, just people doing normal people stuff, anything that'll bring a smile to your face. Little kids with big fish. Hey, little kids with big deer. We're coming up on that time of year. Let us know about it, and we'll share it on the good news for free. The good news is brought to you in part by Joe's Record Service and Used Parts at 285 Vincent Boulevard in Wyville. Call 910-640-7925 or 910-642-6242. And remember to check out the Good News tab throughout the week. If you've got something you want to share with the world, let us know about it. You can email thegoodnews@columbuscountynews.com or crystalfaircloth@columbuscountynews.com. Call us at 910-914-6056 or just drop by our office here at 1015 South Madison Street in Wyville. We actually love visitors. And if the blinds are open, we're open for business. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver. Thank you for sharing the good news.